And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into the DDC. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason, Elijah Campbell, man on the board, Hillside Medical Game Studios. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Charge me up, Daddy. That's what I heard before the show. So hopefully everybody is charged up and ready to go for the next 4 hours. Willie Donick is in Ottawa as the Predators take on the Senators tonight at 6 o'clock. So you will hear that broadcast here on these airwaves. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call. I'll have pregame for you starting at 5 o'clock. I just want to say right out of the gates, by the way, we've got a loaded show. Alan Bell is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Eddie George will start the second hour of the program. So that's coming up at 11 o'clock. Eric Hasseltine, who is the voice of the Grizzlies, at high noon, and then our weekly chat with Elliot Friedman at 1 o'clock. So a lot of ground to cover here today. That's why we need a daddy charged up. Daddy is charged up, and we're ready to go.
Absolutely.
But I have good news to report,
Derek. Okay.
It took 6 days for me to be at the same spot that we talked about. Actually, was it? I don't know if it was this past Friday or the Friday before. It may have been. I can't remember which you just made the list. But I was at the same intersection with the bus turning lane, bus only turning lane, the double bus.
The big long one.
The big long one.
Yeah.
Today.
That looks like an accordion in the middle.
And I am here to report, yes, it does look like an accordion in the middle, that it was indeed in the correct lane.
Finally.
Yes.
They probably was listening.
I have a feeling MTA was listening.
Yeah.
You just made the list.
I think they were.
And that bus was in the... And by the way, I'd noticed this too. I didn't notice this the first go around, probably because I was so fixated on the accordion bus being in the wrong turning lane. It has its own light. Like, it gets a special light.
Yeah, you know what?
Like, the right turn...
off of Murfreesboro, it has the same light right here.
Okay. Yeah, that's
it goes through.
It's the Bell Road Murfreesboro Road intersection. That's where I was talking about originally and today. But yeah, it has its own light.
So, that must have been like a newbie a couple of weeks ago, because if you have your own light and your own lane, why are you
Agreed.
That had to be a newbie.
I'm sure people on the bus are like, what are you doing, man? Our light just turned.
You newbie.
What are you doing? So hopefully that driver got the memo. Like, hey, hey, man.
They were listening to the show.
They talked about you on the DDC. You got to get in the bus lane, dude.
You have to. Good thing about the bus lane, we got our own light, too.
We got our own light, man. Special privileges. Special.
Oh, man.
So, Masters underway.
Yeah.
Down in Augusta. You ever been?
Never been. Never been.
Elijah, ever been?
Never been.
It's on my bucket list.
You should be able to pull some strings, man.
Yeah.
If you really want to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go one of these days. Man, Tiger looks tired. Man.
Well, he's been through a lot, Derek.
Yeah, he has. Look at this man.
Look, when he had the wreck, did anybody really think we'd be talking about this?
I thought he was done.
Right. That's what a lot of people thought. Well, and here he sits at the Masters. Now, it seems to be a house divided on what people think, how this is going to play out. There are some people that think he can win it. Some people that think he's going to be right there to the end on Sunday. And then there's another group that says he won't make the cut.
I just wanted to make the cut. It makes it interesting if he makes the cut. You know?
Well, sure.
Whether he wins or not, that's a different story. But if he's actually, if he actually makes the cut, then it gets very interesting.
Well, television wants him to make the cut. I can promise you
Augusta
that.
Augusta wants him to make the
Augusta
cut.
Augusta wants him to make the cut. There's a whole lot of reasons and a whole lot of people that want him to make the cut.
Like,
the question
please.
Is, will he make the cut? As he tees off right now.
Teed off.
You're right. He does. He just, that body. I always talk to our 10-year-olds about body language. Yeah. His body language does it not look good, does it?
Some people wear smiles on their face. Tiger is wearing life on his face right now. That man has had decades taken away from his soul in the last 2 years.
He's probably went through like 20 or 30 years in 2 years.
He may have aged like a dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that 2 years recovery.
But you know what? Here's the crazy part about it. He could still beat all three of us with our scores put together.
Yes, he could. No, we're playing the scramble, right? Exactly. Best ball. And he's playing against us. We get smoked. His body language would look a lot better.
He's walking and we're in the cart.
Like we're in the cart. He's drinking. We're not.
We're in the cart with the extra balls in our pockets. Exactly. Oh, would you see that? I'm finally landed right here in the fairway.
Still good.
We hit at the kitty tee.
Sure.
And he's hitting.
We're at back every at advantage the we can come up with. We're still getting smoked.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but you guess the good. Well, the bad news for him is he doesn't have us on the course. So
yeah.
That's probably why his body language doesn't look great.
Yeah,
but we'll keep you abreast of the scoreboard down in Augusta. Also, Major League Baseball kicking off their season, but they're not kicking. First pitch.
Pitching everything off the under. Season.
Yeah, getting things going.
I know baseball enthusiasts are happy.
Tell you what, looked a little bit bleak there a couple months ago.
Yeah, it did. Didn't think you were going to have a season, or at least a very abbreviated one.
You guys going to do a little bit more talking, maybe? Maybe get together.
Hmm.
Maybe time to wrap things up. You know, pitchers and catchers. You guys heard of that?
Hey, bring your mitts to the ballpark. Let's go.
Come on. Go meet in a nice place. Palm trees and sand.
Hey.
Get it worked out.
That usually does it,
well,
right?
That's relaxing.
Yeah. Palm trees, warm weather.
Let your guard down. You're in a good mood. Right? Yeah. Maybe you're having coffee before at the poolside, before the meeting.
Hey.
Very, very relaxed.
A couple pancakes or flapjacks, if you want to call them.
Who really says flapjacks? Who really says flapjacks?
Like, I'm sure there are people that still say flapjacks.
They name like the flapjack house, but who really says, hey, look, let's go get some flapjacks? You know?
Hey, there are people.
Have you ever heard anybody say, let's get some flapjacks?
When I was younger, yes.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
You used to talk about the stoop, and I learned the stoop from you. I learned the stoop from you.
The stoop and the flapjack. Do you know what a stoop is, Elijah?
Zero clue.
Wow.
I just thought that was the young version of calling me stupid. No. So I was like, why are you calling me stupid? What did I say?
The stoop is like the front porch, man.
You know?
It's like, I'm going to sit on the stoop, man.
It's kind of what I thought it was, but I didn't want to say it over the air and miss it by a mile. So I played it safe.
Or if you live like in a row house and they have not necessarily the porch, but they have that little brick wall right there in the front.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk down the stairs, you sit on, that's the stoop, man. You sit on the stoop and you kick the stuff, man. You know?
Eat flapjacks. Nobody says that, right?
Yes. Listen, there are people that still say flapjacks.
Like, what are you guys thinking for breakfast? You know, I'm kind of feeling flapjacks today. Like, no one says that.
Hey, listen, we have the smartest listeners in America, okay? Call us, text us, do something. If you still say flapjacks or your parents still say flapjacks, let us know.
Do you know anybody, including yourself, that says flapjacks? I want to hear.
I just said it.
Well, I know. That's what I was like. I jumped back in my chair. I'm like, who says flapjacks?
Hey, let me get the.
Everybody knows what it is.
Let me get three flapjacks. Let me get a stack of flapjacks.
But it's longer than, is it? Well, maybe it's not.
No, it's not.
Pancakes, flapjacks.
Pancakes. Nah, that's flapjacks. That sounds better, too. Give me a couple of flapjacks.
There are dozens of us. Dozens!
The amount of people that still refer to them as flapjacks.
Absolutely. It's flapjacks. Sounds cooler. Hey, let me get a.
Now, Kyle is right.
Some black coffee and some flapjacks.
That's what I – look, this is where I was going with. Like, they named the place Flapjack House.
Yeah.
Kyle's right. On our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. People say flapjacks all the time in Gatlinburg. That's true.
There we go.
That's what, well, they named the restaurant Flapjacks.
But still, when you go into Flapjacks, what do you say?
Flapjack House.
Can I give me some flapjacks?
I don't. But that's another thing.
When
I
you say pancakes, they're probably like, huh? What you
no,
talking about?
No, they don't say, huh.
Yeah, they do. What you talking about?
Nobody says, huh.
Give me some flapjacks.
Come on, the pancakes.
I'm just saying, flapjacks. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing flapjack back. I am bringing it back. Every place that I go to now, if they have pancakes, I'm going to say, hey, can I get some flapjacks?
Well, John the Mailman says Hold from now cream. On our text line, he says from now on, I'm going to start asking for flapjacks.
There we go.
Flapjacks. Go to IHOP and ask for flapjacks.
Absolutely.
D-Mace hey. Starting
I'm starting the trend.
Flapjack movement.
Hey, hold the whipped cream and the cherries. Give me the flapjacks.
Unnamed texter says flapjacks are oat bars, not pancakes.
Mm-mm. They're pancakes. We call them flapjacks.
I'm pretty sure the flapjack house in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge is not the oat bar house. Yeah.
Where I come from, we call them flapjacks. Michigan, call them flapjacks. I mean, you can go back and forth, mm-hmm. pancake, flapjacks, but I'm going
to
call them flapjacks.
Nate wants to go into business with you. He says, let's open up a flapjack house.
We can get that trending in Nashville. I'm telling you.
Why should Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge have the market
Listen,
corner?
Anything you bring to Nashville and is new is trending.
It probably is going to work.
Yeah, it's going to work. So I call it. Flapjacks.
Just call flapjacks.
Yeah, just flapjacks.
That's it.
Yeah. Flapjacks on Fifth.
Let's see if we can get Alan Bell to invest. We'll talk to him, and we'll invest some time into him next from Sportsline here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on the DDC, we'll give some tickets away to see the Preds and the Sharks Tuesday at Bridgestone Arena sometime during the show today. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every single day, our video streaming. Brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry.
Baby shark, shark, shark.
Not having any luck right now with Alan Bell.
Hmm. I wonder what are the odds of Tiger. I'm sure there are like three stages of odds for Tiger. Making a cut, making it on the last day, or winning. The Masters. I wonder what the odds are for him.
Well, let me look it up.
I'm sure they are.
Looks like John Rahm is the favorite.
Yeah,
outright. You're talking about outright winner.
Yeah, outright. John. Yep. Dustin Johnson is third, 14-1 open and 16-1 current.
I've got him. Yeah, he's tied with a group. Yeah. I've got him. This is on. On DraftKings.
Okay.
On DraftKings. There's. I'm trying to see. Tiger is on down there. He's on down. Wow. Still going. Still going. Here we go. Plus 5,500 to outright win.
Do they have him making a cut? What is his odds of making a cut?
So. Plus 5,500 to outright win. Plus 1,400 top 20. Plus 700 top top five. Mm-hmm. Sorry, let me. They refreshed and it was all jacked up. So top five, Tigers plus 1,400, mm-hmm. plus 5,500 to win, plus 700 for top 10. Those are the categories I've got.
Okay.
And I'm sure, look, if I dig in here, you can get to make the cut.
Yeah, to make the cut and everything else.
And I don't know. That I would be curious to see exactly what he would be to make the cut.
Well, that face he made wasn't good when he hit off the tee.
No, I'm not sure I would bet on after seeing his body language. It's not good.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on that one.
It's not good.
On that one. Oh, well.
It's a great place if you've never been. It is definitely a bucket list place. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been there, it's very few things mm-hmm. people talk about that really, really build something up.
Mm-hmm.
How many times does it actually live up to the hype?
Not many.
I mean, it does. You know, there are obviously things we could start naming that do mm-hmm. live up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times you're a little bit disappointed, right?
Yeah.
I would say. Like, it's just hard if you have something built a certain way in your mind, you know, it's like you get there and it's like, yeah, we enjoyed it, or that was nice, but you know, that's typically how it works. That Augusta is not it. Augusta is the place where you go, and you're like, wow, this is actually better than I thought.
Hmm.
Even no matter how you build it up, you come away going, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's impossible to build it up too much and for you to go and be disappointed. I think it's impossible.
I mean, especially if you are a golf enthusiast and you have not been to Augusta, then I'm sure, you know, you would be in awe. You know, sort of like the, you know, the Notre Dame and TSU thing we talked about yesterday, where those young kids will get an opportunity to go to Notre Dame and, you know, actually be on their field. It's one of those deals where, yeah, it was a bucket, you know. It's one of those things where you go there and it's like, yeah, it was. If I felt the history in that stadium, you know, and I'm pretty sure that's how Augusta is. You go there and it's like, I felt, you know, the history and everything that has went on at Augusta once you get there. It was sort of like Pebble Beach. When I went to Pebble Beach, it was like, man, this is cool. This is really cool. You know?
Yeah.
So
let's talk to Alan Bell from Sportsline. Alan, have you been to Augusta?
I have. It's unbelievable.
Right? You cannot overhype it, right?
No, you can't. And like what's crazy about it is this is, you know, first off, appreciate you guys having me on. Second, like when you see the course, you know, like the hills and the undulations in real life, the TV doesn't do it justice at all.
Mm-mm.
Like going up 18, it's a mountain, man.
Yeah.
Like some of those bunkers, you cannot see out of them.
No.
So I'm with you, man. Like the TV doesn't even do it justice. It's nicer there than how it looks on TV, and on TV it looks perfect.
Just to put this in perspective, DMace, mm-hmm. you know what I'm walking around on, torn ACL, mm-hmm. torn meniscus. My knee's a wreck. There's no way. I could not accept free tickets. I wouldn't go.
Walk it.
I couldn't walk it. No. Mm. It's so hilly. It is, man, it is a workout.
Oh, wow.
Because if you go, you got to walk the course. I mean, you got to take in everything. There's no way, man. I would be dead. My knee would be dead. It'd be about the size of a beach ball.
It would. You know, the interesting part, you know, it's so green, and they've got people that walk around that, one, you don't really see them, but they've got, like, those sticks where they pick up trash. Like, legitimately, these dudes are, like, NFL Combine quick, right? Don't see it. Yeah, and then number two, they also have these dudes that go around, and they've got, like, green spray paint. Like,
yes.
So there's even the, like, littlest of where, like, you kind of turn your foot, you know, maybe pull up some grass or whatever. They come by and spray it. Like, they are not having one brown spot.
No.
Unbelievable.
Derek, nothing is out of place. Nothing. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, it seems like it's fantasy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the efficiency of how they run that operation is just, it's perfection.
It's mind-blowing. Did I see where Twin Spires is going away in this state? Did I see that?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because Twin Spires, you know, kind of gets in an area between horse racing and sports betting where Tennessee doesn't fully operate out of that way. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. If you two ran a sports book that was just fully on college sports and mainly, like, college player props, and in Tennessee, player props are illegal, like, you just kind of find yourself in a spot where legislation really is going to help you on that much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. That makes sense. So are they going away this month? Is that right?
I think so. Yeah, that's the last thing. But, you know, some of those things, it's really, you know, whenever they kind of pull up their snakes and go.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that this month, is when they're supposed to do.
I saw you tweet out the $10 ticket. I don't know where it came from, so that's where I'm going with this. Somebody nailed the exact score of the national championship game, so like a $10 bet, they won like $2,300 or something.
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was me. Yeah.
Snap.
That was nice. Yeah.
You're right. I couldn't tell. I was like, is that Al? I couldn't tell. I was like, is that Alan's ticket? Is that because I know you post other, you know, or you comment on other people's when people send you their. I'm sure, you know, on one hand it's flattering, on the other hand you're just like, oh my gosh, like I have to see everybody's winning ticket or losing ticket. So that was you.
Yeah, that was me. Now, I'll say this. So, okay, so we doing, you know, project the final score, 72-69 is at plus 23,000, all right? So took 72-69, 10 bucks, I'll win that, what, $2,300. But it wasn't the only one. Like, I played, I think, nine other, you know, kind of around that range. So, you know, subtract $100 from that, right? Like, I took some shots at some other scores. But, yeah, man, like, can't go to it. I was nervous when that dude's foot was on the side.
I bet you were. Yes, you were.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't good in accounting. I hated accounting in college, but yeah. I think that minus that 100 still makes you in the black. I think that's pretty good. just business sense, I think that's still good. That's a good ticket.
Yeah, it was nice, you know, and I'll say this, you know, we also played a strategy on the game, too, to where I couldn't figure out if I wanted to take, you know, plus or minus the four, you know, on either side. So they offered, like, winning margins, right? So I took Kansas to win by 1 to 5 points at plus 325, Kansas to win by 6 to 10 points at plus 340, and then North Carolina to win by 1 to 5 points at plus 400. So at $100 on each one of those tickets, we built ourselves a 15-point window on both sides, and all we needed to do was have one hit, and it was an automatic profit. And obviously, you know, Kansas ended up winning by three. So that part was nice, too, man. We just used Vegas' numbers against the book.
We're talking about Alan Bell, Sportsline. Now that the Final Four is over with, baseball is just starting. The most exciting thing right now is the Masters. It seems like John Rahm is he's the odds-on favorite to win. Where does Tiger fall in that? Not just winning, but making the cut, top 10 and everything else.
Yeah, so, you know, there are multiple odds and multiple ways to look at it. Like, we even had odds from, like, Tiger to miss the cut, right, at, like, minus 165. So, you got Tiger kind of all over the board, and every book is a little bit different, right? So, if you look at Tiger to win, you know, at one point last week it was 40-1, and then it went to 20-1, and then it went to 16-1, you know, and here's what makes it so difficult. Tiger Woods, to win the tournament, has three times more money than any other player. Millions have come in on Tiger to win, right? That Tiger to make the cut, I think, was, what, plus 190 the last I saw, which came down from, like, plus 400. Let's say, just to show, like, I can't give an exact answer because so much money came in on him that it was decreasing, like, tenfold every hour. Like, it's nuts. There's never been a singular person that's been more important to their individual sport than Tiger Woods. I at least from a betting perspective, he's different than any other player I've ever seen.
Now, beside the odds-on favorite, whether it be Rahm, Thomas, or Dustin Johnson, which other guy is bringing in a lot of bets to win the Masters?
Yeah, so you're looking at guys like, okay, so like you said, Rahm, you know, he's obviously the favorite there. I'll tell you what, somebody who's taken a lot of money, you know, kind of surprisingly, was Adam Scott. Right, Adam Scott was taking a ton of money from John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. Scotty Scheffler was another guy. You know, taking it a lot, I believe. You know, right now he is plus 1600 to win the tournament. You look at Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka; those two guys as well. They're around there at 1600 and 1800. Colin Morikawa is another name that people cut a ton of money on. And then, you know, Will Zalatoris, which his name comes up every single week. It's a young guy who's playing excellent golf, who's finding himself in the top 10. He's taking in a good amount of public money as well.
All right, last thing, Alan. Give us a baseball prop. Something maybe we should, as baseball season begins, anything you're eyeballing that could be a good bet.
Yeah, so first, I love the Blue Jays this year. All right, I'm big on their win totals. I'm big on them to win the AL East right now. I believe it. Plus 225, somewhere around there. Look, this team, it just matches. They just show up and hit. Like, they're just going to outrun people game after game after game. And they've got good pitching, too. So I really like them. You can't get enough of anything the L.A. Dodgers. Now, their numbers and enemy and win total, they're going to be juiced to the gills. But this team, it was already going to be the World Series favorite. They add Freddie Freeman You know what I mean? So, like, you can't get enough of those. Even if they are still high, yeah, you can get them. But I'll say, like, mine and what I'm going to tell you is all going to be about the Toronto Blue Jays. Take them over the win total. Take them to win the AL East.
Okay, there you go. Alan Bell, good stuff as always, my man. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk soon.
Hey, appreciate it, boy. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate
y'all. Alan Bell, Sportsline, Alan Bell 247 on Twitter. Give him a follow. He is a good follow on Twitter. We'll come back, continue the discussion here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Stop by Social Furniture, 5412 Charlotte Avenue in Nashville. And enter a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Blackhawks at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday, April 16th. Don't forget to check out their new sofas while you're there. By the way, if you find one you like, jump on it. If they've got it in stock, because I don't know if you've done the whole furniture game. Yeah, nothing's quick.
No.
It's quick. If they have to order it, it's not in the store, you're...
Jumping on furniture in the store is a bold idea.
I mean... Honestly, like it's going to take months if it's not in the store, right? It's not there.
Well, of course.
It's
going to
take months. So if you find a sofa there, go on and get it. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter the contest. No purchase necessary. On Twitter, D-Mace.
Yes.
By the way, special thanks to Alan Bell for joining us. Good stuff from him. Mm-hmm. At Preds 0935 has asked me, how much money did I get for the Jeep? Well, Steve, it was free.
Free, yeah.
It was free, so I got nothing.
You got free.
Actually, I got a large headache of a lot of people.
You got a lot of phone calls.
Trying to get in touch with me. But we have flagged that. We have told Craig Lustin, they're taken down. So I got nothing. I got nothing because it was free. What I don't have was free. Pretty funny message on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and it's from Griffin, and he says, guys, have you ever heard of IHOF? No. We have not heard of IHOF. D-Mace?
I've never
heard of IHOF?
No, not until you explain what it was.
International House of Flapjacks? No?
Yeah. Hey, I'll take that. But I guarantee you, that
you guarantee whatever you're
IHOP,
about to say,
trademark that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they didn't want somebody to come behind.
Oh, you mean all the right?
Yeah,
of course.
IHOP.
Yes,
and they trademarked everything.
Yes, and that happens. That typically happens.
Because you remember McDonald's and McDowell's?
Exactly. I mean, there you go.
They got the Big Mac. We got the Big Mick. That's a Coming to America reference, people, if y'all hadn't seen it.
Heidi from Dixon on her text line says, is it bad that I view the landscape on golf courses as a big waste of space and land? LOL, it disappoints me to look at it, honestly. I feel like I'm in the minority. Yeah, I probably would say you're probably in the minority,
yeah,
in my guess.
I just want to know if I can get those people to do my lawn, the people that
no
does.
No kidding.
Man, because that is pristine.
Well, but they do it if you had somebody there every day. Man, your yard would look like that.
Bugs don't even land on that grass.
No, but they have someone there every day. I used to work at a country club at a golf course in college, and it was just all college kids and high school kids in the summer months. It was like Caddyshack, honestly.
I'm sure.
I mean, it just –
I'm surprised y'all got anything done.
Think about the grounds crew, all college kids and high school kids. Yeah, that was productive. Everybody meet in the woods on hole 12. Tom's got the goods.
Bring a lighter.
I'm sure there was.
Back then, Elijah, yes, it was.
I'm sure there were a bunch of brown spots in those grass.
And it was a nice country club. Let me just say that.
Oh, man.
Very nice country club. Mm-mm. But I had golf balls for years.
I'm sure you did.
Years, because, you know, I used to mow the fairways and. Uh-huh. You get up in the woods at all, and you're going to find a million balls.
I'm sure you would.
And, of course, at the country club, you know, you're not getting flowery balls or color balls. You're getting really nice golf balls.
I'd have started aftermarket if I was you. Hey, sell them for 25 cents back then. You could have put yourself through college.
I needed to.
Man.
I needed to, but yeah. Nate on our text line says a golf course, other than Augusta, is a great place for wildlife to live. It's not necessarily a waste of space. I agree. I mean, look, the way I look at it mm-hmm. is, I mean, you can't even – the golf course has got lots of trees.
Yeah, so you
– you know, I mean, we're losing everything in this market.
Yeah, you got a point there.
I mean, where I'm at, where I've been looking at trees mm-hmm. and landscape and grass and all that stuff for a long, long time, it's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Now it's dirt piles and machines and
concrete.
Yeah. So I kind of look at it that way.
And I'm sure the animals kind of look at it that way.
They
too.
Probably do.
Like, yeah, please.
They probably
don't
do
anything to this golf course.
So it looks like Harrington and Higgs and Berger and Fleetwood all are tied, sitting atop the leaderboard at minus one. Tiger Woods is even, though, but he's only mm-hmm. through two holes.
Yeah.
Just narrowly missed a birdie putt. Narrowly.
Yeah. So we will keep you on top of the Masters scoreboard throughout the course of the day. Eddie George will join us at 11 o'clock. There was big news. We talked about it yesterday. Big news concerning TSU. They had a big press conference yesterday. And it's the first time Notre Dame. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
First time Notre Dame has ever played in HBCU. I think about how long Notre Dame has been playing football.
Yeah. For a very long time.
Long time. They've made a lot of movies about it. None no, of them were right. against HBCU schools.
Not at all.
I think the last game in Rudy was against Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Rudy.
But this will be, I mean, it's big for Notre Dame, but it's even bigger for TSU. And, you know, I explained it yesterday. It can be used as a recruiting tool. It gives these young men an opportunity to play in a stadium, an historical stadium, other than their historical stadium, but one with 60,000 fans and just the whole mystique and nostalgia of you know, that stadium. So, you know, it will be good for everybody involved.
Jeff in Kingston Springs on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. At FanDuel, or on FanDuel, mm-hmm. over the last 24 hours, he says Tiger's odds of making the cut have been fluctuating from minus 108 to plus 108.
Well, I guess he's starting off right.
So that's actually not – that's those are pretty good odds that he's – that's odds. That's FanDuel saying they believe he's going to make the cut.
Okay. Well, he's even now after, what, two holes? So.
Yeah, but it is the first day. So, yeah. Eddie George at 11 o'clock. We'll talk to Eric Hasseltine, the Grizzlies. Regular season winding down in the NBA. So what a story they've been all mm-hmm. season long. We'll get the latest on them, and then Elliot Friedman at 1 o'clock. Back to wrap up the first hour next. Seltzerland is turning Nashville into a hard seltzer paradise. That'll be Saturday, April 30th at Riverside Golf Links. Enjoy this one-of-a-kind immersive experience as you spend the day tasting over 100 unique hard seltzers, including mouthwatering munchies, tons of seltzer swag, and bust out the gram for the most Insta-worthy moments. Seltzerland has rounded up the best hard seltzer brands in the land for one epic day dedicated to the bubbly blue. Everyone can get behind. Go to thegamenashville.com/contest to enter for a chance to win tickets to Seltzerland. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Derek Mason, Elijah Campbell, man in the board here at the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Eddie George coming up at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We're also going to play after Eddie. We're going to play the game that we were getting into at the end of the show mm-hmm. yesterday, because in light of the announcement, TSU playing Notre Dame in early September 2023. I think it was, what, September 2nd, September 3rd, one of those, Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. 2023. Played the game, will I or will I not be on the Titans roster?
Mm-hmm.
In early September 2023. Because there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of interesting names that we were unable to get to mm-hmm. yesterday. A lot. And I want to know, because the NFL, things change so quick. It is interesting, by the way, to see how, the whole Baker Mayfield thing, it seems like and it feels like, and I know we had Tim Hasselbeck on earlier in the week, that doesn't it feel like other teams around the league are looking at the Browns with the side stare because of what they did with Deshaun Watson? And they're like, yeah, we're not going to help you out with Baker. Like, you're stuck. Cut him, eat the dead money, and, you know, I guess for the ones who are interested in Baker, like, we'll get him that away. We're not giving you anything. What it feels like.
No one's going to – I would be surprised if anyone made a trade for Baker.
Why?
I said I would be surprised if anyone.
No, I'm saying,
yeah. Why would they?
Why?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be the case for Carson Wentz? Didn't everybody know that Indy was moving? Chris Ballard, right after the season of his press conference, you could tell they were moving on from him.
But from this respect, though, because I think there are a lot of teams out there mad, too, because of the money that Cleveland gave Deshaun Watson.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
And
yes.
they basically reset the quarterback market with that contract. And now the Chargers, the Ravens, the Raiders, who else is quarterback? Cincinnati. Teams like that, they're upset because their quarterback is going to want what Deshaun Watson got, and rightfully so, you know? So there are owners out there that are very upset with the Haslams probably right now because of, you know, the guarantee. It's not even the contract. It's not even the contract. It's the guarantee because the contract, as we know, the contract could be whatever it wants to be, you know? But the contract, if it's a 7-year deal, it's really a 4-year deal, you know, and the rest of it is ballooned, and they can cut them after that if they choose to. But this one, it is fully guaranteed.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
That one makes people upset.
It sounds like you're with me. Like that, it feels like the rest of the league is looking at the Browns with a side stare.
Yeah. They're
like, okay, really? You did that? And so, fine. Now you're stuck. Now you got to get rid of Baker. We're not giving you anything. We're not. We're just going to wait for you to release him and eat the dead money, which will be a lot. And you know what? If we're interested, then we'll go after Baker. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, and if I'm a team, I'm thinking the same thing.
Because there's no way, honestly, I don't think so. Carson Wentz has gone through more valleys than Baker Mayfield at this point. Has he not?
No, he has.
Like, I question him more than I do Baker Mayfield. And I've questioned Baker Mayfield.
Uh-huh.
Like, I said a lot last year, like, I'm just not sure. Like, is he not? Like, some games I watch, I'm like, yeah, he's got it, right? He's the guy. He's got it. And then there's other games I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I'm confused. Like, Wentz? You guys know we made our predictions, and I was like, I'm not picking the Colts to go in the playoffs because I don't trust Carson Wentz. Like, I need to see it. I need to be wrong and see it before I pick them because everybody was going crazy. Oh, the Colts got Carson Wentz. Oh my gosh. Oh, and the odds change. Indianapolis is the favorite in the AFC South. I was like, I'm not as in love with Carson Wentz as everybody else, and obviously it played out that way. Baker, I think he's more proven than Carson Wentz. I trust him more than Carson Wentz. And the fact is, when teams are always desperate for a quarterback, always, and you don't hear anything on that front, tells me everybody's been giving Cleveland the side stare since the Deshaun Watson move.
Well, I think Cleveland are valuing Baker Mayfield more than what other teams are valuing him, meaning – if a team does ask about Baker Mayfield, I think the Browns are saying, oh, well, give us a 2 and a 3, you know, or 2 and a 4. And other teams are like, I was thinking more like maybe a free agent and a 7, possibly. I'm not giving you a 2 and a 4 or a 2 and a 3. I know you're going to release the guy pretty soon anyway. So I give you a 7 and you know, a 7th round pick in 2029 and a 7th round pick in 2030, you can have, I mean, I give you that and give, you know, you give me Baker. But I think the Browns value him more than what other teams are looking at him as. He reminds me of a younger Fitzpatrick. That's what he reminds me of.
I don't think the Browns value him at all, do they?
I think they do. I think they still value him as a starting quarterback. There are a lot of people that value him as a starting quarterback, but they're not paying or they're not giving up starting quarterback return for him. Starting quarterback in the NFL, a good starting quarterback in the NFL should garner at least a second round pick, in between a second and a third, at least. Well, other teams may value him at that, but they're not giving that to you because they know that you can't be stuck with both of these guys.
Right, but why did Washington get so? Why did they give up something
for
Carson Wentz?
Because it's different. I think it's different because Indianapolis got rid of Wentz first before they got the quarterback. So they wasn't stuck in this dilemma.
You're saying, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Cleveland put the cart before the horse. And it was they almost were forced into doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And they figure, okay, once we get Deshaun Watson, we can get rid of – somebody's going to want Baker. And other teams were like – after they saw that contract, they was like, nope. Mm-mm. We want him, but we're not going to give you anything
for
him.
You're going to have to get rid of him.
You got to get rid of him anyway. Okay, whether you get rid of him now or you get rid of him in June or July, you got to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
So teams are just sitting back.
Yeah. I don't think they're not going to be able to make a move. This I told you. I said this last week, and I'll just keep saying it until I'm either right or wrong on it, because eventually we will evaluate this and start really coming up with, I guess, our real conclusions on whether this is going to work out or not. I do not believe this is going to work out. I don't. I believe this is set up for failure. What Cleveland has done is going to be set up for failure. I don't think it's going to work out.
Well, if they don't win a Super Bowl, it's a failure.
With the draft picks and the money and the dead money and how this whole thing is going to affect them, I think it's set up for failure. And it's not because Deshaun Watson isn't a good enough quarterback. I don't know what kind of person he is, because obviously a lot of that's in question. But we know his talents on the field. He's an elite quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's going to be just too much stuff. Too much stuff to overcome. I think it's going to be a failed project, a massive failed project. To give up all that and to do all that and not win at the highest level, which is ultimately why they did it, and I don't believe they will.
Well, they have to win a Super Bowl. They have to.
And I don't think it's going to happen.
When you make that trade and give them that guaranteed money, you have to get to the Super Bowl and win it.
Coming up to begin the second hour of the program, Eddie George joins us next.